Brett Hollander back with you here on WBAL News Radio 1090. I told you this would be an amazing night of radio. Thank you so much for being with us. And for a good portion of it, we're hanging out with Bobby Sablehouse and Sheldon Candace, talking to them about this great sports doc that they're making about Dunbar basketball, focusing on the teams from 81 to 83, and a broader picture about Bob Wade, about Muggsy Bogues, not necessarily about NBA glory, although I'm sure there'll be mentions of that, but a really broader picture of what it meant to Baltimore and beyond. This, I was thinking, this will be the third really hyper-local Baltimore ESPN 30 for 30. You had the Barry Levinson pick, the band that wouldn't die, which is, to me, we didn't mention this, that's got to be... And that's amazing. Well, is that Homer Bias? Think that's one or two.
And Lenny Bias, too. And both of them.
And without Bias.
Without Bias, yep.
Who made that without Bias? We had him on, didn't we, Jay?
Kirk Frazier.
Yes. Right.
And then the band that wouldn't die, it resonates with me, obviously, and I'm sure with you, too. I don't know how, if it's viewed as great as some of the other ones we mentioned. It was early, so maybe people... I've kind of forgotten it.
I don't think anybody that my friends in LA, I don't think they ever reference it as one of their favorites, but I think they never say anything negative about it. I mean, I think it's always a really positive response of what a, you know, Barry Levinson also is obviously
right.
An iconic director. And it was a remarkable story. Whether you're a Baltimore Colts fan and you know you were here when those vans pulled out in the middle of the night, I think that the story still resonated with people outside of Baltimore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I worked 2 summers off from college at the Sports Legends at Babe Ruth Birthplace Museum. So I work with, you know, John Thiemann, who's one of the focal points of that doc, and Mike Gibbons, who's in it. So it strikes a chord with me, being a, you know, diehard, avid Baltimore sports fan. For me, I was born in June of 84, so the Colts left a few, you know, right before, literally, right before. So but I take a lot of pride in my knowledge and history of Baltimore sports. So that's a wonderful one without Bias, and then this one. So this will be 3. I don't know how many they made total. 30 for 30s.
Oh, that's a lot.
I mean, they you know, they started out wanting to make 30, obviously, and it just caught fire. And I think I'd be guessing, but I think it's somewhere between maybe 70 and 80.
Yeah.
No, the Hillsboro soccer one is pretty intense too. You know, the one thing in tragedy in Liverpool.
Yeah, that's big. And to me, what I love about it, and the fact you said it, Bobby, it caught fire and they just went with it. Yeah. I give ESPN a lot of credit for even taking on something as big as this. Most media outlets, they say, it's too big, it's too bold, who's going to watch? This is a society that's into the Kardashians, and I'm 12 and I'm pregnant, or whatever the hell that show is called, and this awful content, in my humble opinion. And you know,
the show's really not called I'm 12 and
I'm
pregnant.
I know.
Okay. Or it's called I'm really depressed.
Or so, yeah,
16 and pregnant, 16. And then there's the I didn't know I was pregnant one and all of that. But to me, I think there's this hunger and there's this thirst for really good content, whether it's fiction, nonfiction, whether it's a movie, television show, podcast, radio programming. There is a hunger and a thirst for really good content, and there's unfortunately a lot of executives that say, dumb it down, shorter sound bites, play to the lowest common denominator, people's attention spans are basically zero. Well, proof is in the pudding. ESPN would not spend the time or money doing projects like this if there wasn't demand for it. And I look at Serial. Forget about, you mentioned it, Sheldon, forget about how you feel about the case. It's taking place in Baltimore. To me, the message of it was that there's a long-form journalism piece that people kept clicking on and clicking on and clicking on.
Yeah.
And to me, like the documentaries, we had this article right here by the New York Times that we live in the golden era of sports documentaries.
Yeah. No, definitely. I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, the great thing about the Serial podcast is, I mean, it almost took us back to like the old, like, you know, remember the detective shows on the radio? I mean, at the end of the day, great storytelling is great storytelling. And
exactly.
We're compelled by it. And looking at the end of the day, listen, you know, I don't watch reality. I don't think any of us really watch that. But when you think about the human condition, it always comes back to storytelling, whether it was hieroglyphics on writings in Egypt or bad reality TV or the 6 o'clock news or an ESPN 30 for 30 or the next like Hunger Games. It's all storytelling, you know. So,
and you guys are in the storytelling business.
Yes.
Cut through all the other stuff. Yes. You are in the storytelling business.
I think we've done our job is, at the end of this documentary, even if you're not a sports fan, that you're following the journey of these young men and what they accomplished. And at the end, you say, oh, by the way, these guys played, you know, Division I basketball, and 4 of them went on to play in the NBA. I think at that point, that's the tag at the end of the film.
Yeah.
I want to come back and talk about how you put something like this together. There's a lot of interesting mechanisms for documentaries now. I grew up watching Ken Burns' Civil War and baseball. I've seen both of them. I've seen the baseball Ken Burns 1,000 times. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm exaggerating. I've seen it a lot. There's that, which I kind of consider the classic form. And now there's a lot of creative ways to do it and how that story is told. I want to get into kind of the nuts and bolts of that. And then, Bobby, I do want to talk to you about your interesting journey to where you are now coming up. There's a great piece in Sports Illustrated in 2012, I believe, written about you. We read it on the air that night. I was compelled by it then, and I think I have recollections of you playing in high school. Jay does as well. We both saw you put up like 6 touchdown passes in a single game. So it's a really intriguing story. Bobby Sabolhaus is in studio. So is Sheldon Candace. We're talking about movies. We're talking about Baltimore. We're talking about a lot of things here tonight on WBAL News Radio 1090.